Took my family on a ski trip. That was a disaster. Snow ski, anybody done that? Ugh, why anybody invented that sport? I hit two trees and fell down a ditch. And that was just walking from the lodge, all right? And then I got a hernia. Oh my God. I'm telling you, when my body turned 40, it went straight to hell. Guys, remember in the Boy Scouts, we used to wear that sash with the merit badges on it? I think when you turn 40, you should have to wear another sash. And you put your over 40 badges on it. You know, like your hernia badge, your prostate exam badge, your Viagra badge, whatever. And then see, ladies, guys couldn't lie about their age. You see a guy with a full sash, hey, move on, Gramps. And I know how I got this hernia. I was working out with this psycho trainer, and he was having me do this exercise where you lie on your back and you push the weights up with your feet really fast. And we were pushing, like, it felt like 500 pounds. And I finally went, man, why are we doing this exercise? And he said, football players do this exercise every day because they have 400-pound defensive linemen running at them full speed. And I said, I'm sorry, could I just give you a glimpse into my daily life? Never has a 400-pound defensive lineman come running at me down the sidewalk full speed. And if he did, I would just step out of the way. I'm not an idiot here. So I go to my doctor and he goes, yeah, you got a hernia. He goes, meet me at the Medical Arts Plaza, we'll fix it tomorrow. And I said, no, let's do it at the hospital. He goes, no. He said, we can just do it at the Medical Arts Plaza. And I said, I don't want surgery in a place called the Medical Arts Plaza. I don't want the word medical and arts together. I don't want to take the chance of getting a doctor who might have an inspiration. So I get there and they put the gas mask on me. And they said, count back from 100. Has anybody ever made it past 98? Why don't just say, count high as you can go? It'd be like, I'd be like, well, 2, 9. And so, but I thought they were gonna cut me open. They don't do that anymore. They just poke two holes in you. And in one, they stick a camera, which is a journey I wouldn't go on. And the other one, they fix it. I was in and out of surgery, 45 minutes, no pain. But the doctor gave me a prescription of Vicodin in case there was any pain. My friends, it is amazing the amount of pain your mind can create. I could barely walk. 2 days after my surgery, we're supposed to take our kids to the Bahamas on their spring break. And I discovered in the islands of the Bahamas that half a Vicodin and a Bahama mama makes for a really good day. And I don't advocate this because I found out by accident. What happened was this resort we went to, their whole deal was you could swim with the sharks in the lagoon. Well, my son is a shark fanatic. So the first morning, I'm lying in the bed in the hotel room and he comes doing this Superman leap right on top of me. Dad! I'm like, oh God, Mr. Vicodin. But I know that I have no drug tolerance at all. I mean, zero. If I take an aspirin, I'm like, hey baby, what's up? Yeah. And I know we're gonna be spending all day at the beach, so I only ate half this Vicodin. Well, we got dressed, and by the time we got down the beach, it had been about an hour, and I'd forgot about the Vicodin. And this lady comes walking down the beach with this tray of drinks, and she goes, you want a Bahama Mama? I said, believe it's breakfast. And I start swigging this drink down. Well, the Bahama Mama River and the Vicodin River converged in my system. And I was just like, I'm gonna braid my hair. Because that's what you do in the islands. Now, if you ever get a chance, I urge you, go to the Bahamas, because it's like the East Coast version of Hawaii, and there's all these guys who weigh like 350 pounds. And apparently from New York and New Jersey, when you hit that weight, it's okay to wear a Speedo. Here I am, tripping my brains out. These guys are parading in front of me, and I've got a camera. Not a good mix. We get home from our vacation, my wife goes, who are all these men? I'm starting a magazine. Men with boobs. So I'm lying on this beach chair just trying to maintain. And my wife and kids have gone off somewhere and this island guy walks up to me and goes, hey man, let's go parasailing. Why, that sounds superb, my friend. I've never seen Vicodin land from 300 feet in the air. And I just get in this guy's boat. I don't ask for a driver's license. I don't ask for a certificate of authenticity because at this point in my life, I just did not care. So I get in the boat. Now there's three guys in the boat. Now you know what parasailing is, right? That's where they hook half an acre of parachute to you, 300 feet of rope, and you become this guy's personal kite. So the one guy's job was to hook me up to the parasail. The other two guys' job was to drink beer. Because that's all they did. Apparently they were professionals. So they get me all hooked up, and there was no on your mark, get set. It was just, boom, and we take off. And I start rising up, and I'm like, this is righteous. Look at Viking Land. Oh, look at the little fish in the lagoon. Hello, little bitches. I'm your king. At 300 feet, the rope jerked, and apparently that was enough of a jerk to jerk me out of Viking Land and into reality land. I'm 300 feet in the air, and I'm scared of heights. So my first reaction was, bring me down, bring me down. What they heard was, let's go around. As we're circling the lagoon for the third time, I realize that these cute little fish in the lagoon are the sharks, and they're swimming in a circle. And I realize I've got 2-day-old hernia scars, and they have smelled them. And they're just like, oh, come to papa. No more stupid squid for me. I have no idea why the shark had a French accent, but it was really cool at the time. So they start bringing me down. Now, the two guys that have been drinking beer and have not paid me any mind at all now get this freaked out look on their face, and they're poking the driver and pointing at me. And I look down. Now, that platform that looked as big as this stage now looks like a wheat thin floating in the ocean. And they're bringing me down, and I realize why they're freaking out, because we're gonna miss the platform. Yeah, not by a lot, but we're gonna miss it. As my toes touch the water, the guy driving the boat screams at me, just poke him in the eye. Who? The shark, oh my God! That would be my luck. Now I got a blind shark with my leg in his mouth, heading out to sea. I went back to the hotel room, ate the other half of Vicodin, and watched TV where I could be safe.